This is Fred Goldstein coming to you from the Jefferson Population Health Colloquium here in Philadelphia, and I'm joined by Jeff Arnold with ShareCare. Welcome.
Hi. How you doing, Fred?
I'm doing great, and thanks a lot for joining us. You gave a great presentation this morning as one of the keynotes, and really enjoyed it. One of the things you first touched upon was the integration of the HealthWays organization, or part of the organization. Talk a little about that, why you brought that in, and what it's brought to you.
Yeah, well, you know, HealthWays has been a real pioneer in the population health space. And as we have been deploying ShareCare to health plans and employers and patients through health systems, we realized that a certain percentage of our patients needed coaching and disease management. And we had this vision, if Siri was the coach or Alexa was the coach, how would Siri do it? And we thought, you know, they probably wouldn't have the nurse or coach call you at dinner time at home, right? It would feel like that person was with you all the time. And we had the opportunity last July to acquire HealthWays. So we got amazing evidence-based protocols. We got a really big customer base. We got years of data of how do you really make coaching and disease management work. But we were able to tech-enable it. So kind of marry the high tech with the high touch and hopefully improve a lot of lives because of it.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting you talked about that some people possibly can't be reached by digital, so you add in this high-touch approach. And you also said something that just sort of stuck out to me, very interesting. You've maintained 100% of those clients.
Yeah, so I think a lot of the HealthWays clients believe in population health and believe in disease management. Maybe some were even before their time, before the smartphone caught up to us. And it wasn't that, I believe digital has a role in everyone's life. But some people need to get more than just a digital, and sometimes a nice voice on the other side, it can make all the difference in the world.
Yeah, and it's interesting because back in the day when I was doing chronic disease management, particularly in Medicaid space, we were 100% high-touch program. And so I recognized the value of that, but there wasn't technology then. So you've really merged the best of two worlds with this product in a sense.
Yeah, so, you know, I think of this smartphone as potentially the greatest healing device that we've ever seen. It's packed with technology. We have it with us all the time, from accelerometers to GPSs to our social graph. And so how do we take that delivery mechanism and put all your health in one place? And so you think about your financial services and how much that's changed over the last 10 years, and the idea that you don't have 12 apps on your phone to manage your money, I don't think you're going to have 12 apps on your phone to manage your health. So it's being able to stitch together all those various point solutions in a way that makes it very personal to you.
Yeah, and one of the projects you talked about where you stitched this together is the state of Hawaii,
yeah,
which really was fascinating to me. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Blue Cross Blue Shield of Hawaii, HMSA, is bringing ShareCare to the entire state, all eight islands, all 1.2 million people. So last month, we started rolling out the ShareCare app and web companion platform, initially to social ambassadors, so how do you get the key influencers on the island on board. Then we enrolled all their employees, then we enrolled doctors, employers, and eventually by May, we'll have enrolled the entire state. And it's a kind of a combination of everything that ShareCare has, not only the app and the web companion, but we have Blue Zones on the islands. We have two Dean Ornish clinics. And as you know, we own the Gallup ShareCare Wellbeing Index, and Hawaii was just named for the sixth straight year, you know, the best healthiest state in America.
So you're going to, in essence, you have this complete wraparound program that'll be offered to everyone, and then you have a means to measure change through the, Gallup ShareCare scoring methodology they use.
Yeah, so since 2008, you know, every day we make 500 calls across America, you know, every zip code, every community, and we gather well-being data that we then compare to health plan or employer data to see if year over year ShareCare is moving the needle or not.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. And for those who don't know about it, that survey tool is something I've used personally in Jacksonville, Florida. We're there, and I've written blog posts and written the newspaper and put in the data that comes out of that survey. It's some great stuff that can be used to compare your performance over time as well as your performance to other cities. Unfortunately, in our case, Jacksonville is nowhere close to being number one like with Hawaii.
Yeah.
But it's really a fantastic tool, and for those who don't know about it, they should take a look at it.
Yeah.
Where do you see yourself going now with ShareCare? I mean, obviously you've been around, established yourself now, brought in this other piece. What's sort of coming next?
Well, you know, I think this whole consumer-driven healthcare movement has really taken off. And, you know, we've spent 6 years and gone from two of us to now 2,500 employees, and we've made 11 acquisitions. We have 48 million people who have now taken the Real Age test. We're deploying the ShareCare platform to 40 million people through employers and health plans. And now we really want to establish the ShareCare brand as a big brand to help people understand that this is the one place they can go to manage all their health and wellness. And then we want to continue to inform our users how they take this data about themselves and use it to become buyers of healthcare. And so I think that we're in the early innings of consumer-driven healthcare, but we're going to see an acceleration and an adoption in these types of technologies over the next 18 months like we've never seen before.
And one of the acquisitions you made around the time of the HealthWays one was a VR company, is that right? So what are you doing with VR?
Well, I think companies like ShareCare, technology companies, need to be investing in four key areas. We need to be investing in voice. So, you know, how can I say to an app, when was the last time I had an eye exam or refill my prescription or schedule me a doctor's appointment? We need to be investing in digital assistants. So how do we make the platform feel like it knows us better than we know ourselves? We need to be investing in artificial intelligence, right? How do you start to drive empathy? And lastly, we need to be investing in visual health. And I got introduced to virtual reality, and I thought that if a picture could say 1,000 words, what could virtual reality do? And helping people really break through kind of the medical education, health literacy side of this equation. So we bought a virtual reality company out of Florida, and we said what needs to happen is that we need to build the Google Maps of the human body.
Wow.
So every organ, every disease, every therapy, every drug, and at the end of the day, be left with a consumer-driven EMR. Mm-hmm. So instead of an electronic medical record that was built for billing, how do we build one that's consumer-driven all around education?
Fantastic. So you got a lot going on at ShareCare. You've been to this conference, I know, before. What are your thoughts on population health, where it's going, and what sort of a role over the longer term does ShareCare hope to play in that?
Well, you know, I think population health and public health in general, that we are about to get so much behavioral data that we've never gotten before through the smartphone. As I mentioned before, you know, think about, you know, every accelerometer, your GPS, your calendar, your inbox, your pictures, your music, your connected devices, all the data that's going to yield. And when you marry that behavioral data with clinical data, you start to get real insights. And I think as a industry at large, we're going to be able to take those key insights that was typically viewed as population health and start to put it through a lens of daily engagement, better outcomes,
Absolutely.
And higher patient satisfaction. So I think this is going to be a really exciting, you know, next 5 years for the population health space.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today and great presentation again this morning.
Great.
Jeff Arnold with ShareCare.